Bank of America says the company has lost computer data tapes containing the personal information of over 1 million federal employees. The disclosure comes just over a week after Georgia-based ChoicePoint disclosed that thieves had stolen similar information for 145,000 individuals. Joining us now to talk about the theft is NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, how did Bank of America lose these tapes and what was on them?
We don't know exactly how they lost them, but they say that they were lost while being shipped to a backup center. So these are backup tapes in a format that the bank also won't talk about. It could be that they're encrypted. We don't really know exactly. And they had account information for 1.2 million credit card accounts. These are procurement cards that federal employees might use to buy supplies, for example, like a company credit card. And it includes personal information from a lot of members of Congress who use those cards. And it might be their name, their address, their phone number, including possibly their Social Security numbers. The bank would say exactly what was on these accounts. But that Social Security number, of course, is very important information. And where it was included, that would be a serious breach of privacy. The bank is in the process of notifying everybody whose information was compromised, it says.
So once people are notified that their information was involved in this, what risk do they face?
Well, the risk to the credit card accounts themselves is minimal. The bank has to cover any losses to the accounts if they're misused. The danger is if somebody takes this information and goes out and tries to establish credit in the name of one of those employees. You know, you could go up and say, I'm Senator Patrick Leahy and I want to open up a credit card account. Once these people find out that their information has been compromised, they have to go through the pain of trying to go out and notify the three credit bureaus that something has happened, possibly putting a credit alert on their account so that any potential thieves won't be able to borrow money in their names. Now, when ChoicePoint, that other company, disclosed that crooks had gotten access to information to over 100,000 people, the company offered to buy what are known as credit monitoring services to make sure that nobody was able to open illegitimate accounts. But it's important to point out that we don't have any reason to think that this information was stolen, and we definitely don't have any signs that anybody has misused the information to get that credit. It's possible that these people whose information was misappropriated or lost won't face any risk at all, but they do face uncertainty.
But since we know that lawmakers were involved in this, it sounds like this will only add to the calls for tougher regulation of companies that deal with personal information.
Absolutely. The ChoicePoint announcement gave new momentum to proposed legislation that would require notification of consumers when these thefts occur. That's already the law in California. And there are also calls for regulation that would ensure that people who deal in personal information use good security. But it's very tough to legislate good security. Most companies want to practice that anyway, just out of good common sense. It's unclear whether the federal government could require that on their own. There are other ideas that would allow people to turn off their credit accounts so that nobody could access them when one of these thefts occur. The problem right now is that most of the measures that people can resort to come after the theft has happened, and sometimes their efforts to fix their credit come too late.
And in that case, they could turn off the credit, but then potentially turn it back on once this had been cleared.
Or when they wanted to buy something, and then you could turn it back off again and keep it safe.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.